No Arrernte people, the Karen, are one of 20 different indigenous groups known collectively as the Hill Tribes, who live in remote, upland villages in western and northern Thailand. Today, No Ari, who is national leader of the Thailand Indigenous Women's Network, is on her way to the city to meet other indigenous women leaders. The very future of their peoples could be at stake.
What we want is not money, but the land where we can live. Whatever happens, even if we are arrested, we want justice.
They are fighting for justice to access lands where their peoples have always lived and to preserve their traditional way of life for the generations to come.
It is land that our ancestors work and live on for more than 300 years.
Totaling some 1.3 million people in Thailand alone, these hill tribes who migrated here a long time ago from China are among the poorest in the country.
With the introduction of the national park, life for us Karen changed completely.
In a bid to protect the environment, the Thai authorities have been registering ever-increasing acres of forested land as national parks and protected forests. This makes them off-limits to the indigenous peoples. Sirmyat Samun, regional director of the government forestry office, explains.
We at the forestry department have to work on this challenging problem, how to let these people live in the forest without destroying it.
So, in 2010, the government issued a cabinet resolution to suspend blanket arrests of indigenous communities in forest areas and to set up committees to demarcate forest land versus arable and residential areas. But this government resolution hasn't been fully implemented. This leaves families and communities like Noeri's concerned they won't have sufficient land to provide a livelihood, that the next generation will gradually move away, and that their traditional way of life will die out.
Absolutely. It will be completely lost. If we have to migrate to the town to work or to study, our culture will simply vanish.
No Ari sees a problem, particularly for the women, if they have to leave their land and communities.
Women may become victims of human trafficking. In Thailand, it is easy for women to be sold.
Roberta Clark is regional director of UN Women in Asia and the Pacific.
The importance of addressing securing women's access to land is a huge issue. When they experience perhaps alienation from land or removal from land for any number of reasons, indigenous women may not be as equipped to find alternative employment.
And today, that fight continues as Noeri and other courageous women leaders from different hill tribes meet in the city of Chiang Mai to work out their strategy to secure land rights and future livelihoods.
We want a system that is fair for tribal people. We need our homes to be secure so that we will be able to continue this way of life.